Phil McDonald back in Matawan. It's the Division One district opener, St. Joe and Portage Central tonight on WSJM Sports. And the opening tip is controlled by St. Joe. Devin Frenchko will have it out high. He'll bring it right side to Jordan Marble. Back to Frenchko. Left side to Lane Everett. Back to Frenchko. Now right side to Marble. Jordan will look to drive against Baker. He's denied. He'll try it again into the corner right side. Here's Anthony Celentani double teamed. He'll lose it out of bounds, but tipped out by Central. It's going to stay with St. Joe in the offensive end. Devin Frenchko will have it in between the circles to Marble. Corner right side, Celentani. Top of the key, Everett. Lane into the paint. Goes to Newland. Now right side. Here is Frenchko. Jumper from the top of the arc. No good. And the rebound comes down to Portage Central. And here come the Mustangs. Jack Jude. Left wing to Zach Bumgarner. Now Jason Mee in between the circles, directing traffic. He wants to leave it off for Griffin Baker. Baker will go right side for Jude. Now pass it to Mee, right side of the lane. Backs in, lays it up, no good, and the rebound is out of bounds off of St. Joe. It's going to stay with Matawan underneath. Mustangs will inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Bumgarner to toss it in. Comes out high to Baker. To Mee, corner left side to Bumgarner. Three-point jumper from there is off the mark, no good. Newland the rebound for St. Joe. Central back quickly on defense. Ben brings it down the right sideline, leaves it off for Frenchko in between the circles. Devin looks down low, there's nothing there. He'll get it to Everett, back to Frenchko. To Everett now near the corner right side to Celentani. Down low to Newland. He is tied up, and we are going to have a foul on Central. And the Portage Central foul is on Jaden Price, his first and the team's first. St. Jody inbound underneath. Celentani get into the corner left side to Marble. Steps inside the arc. His jumper is off the mark. No good. Rebound to Jaden Price for Portage Central. Along the baseline to Mee. Comes back out to the top of the key to Baker. And Griffin will reset the offense. Looking at a 2-3 St. Joe zone. Corner left side to Mee. He'll look to penetrate. Pull-up jumper left side of the lane is no good. Another offensive, a defensive rebound, Ben Newland for St. Joe. Bounces it right side. Kicked by Portage Central. It's going to stay with St. Joe. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports. Brought to you in part by McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning. Proud supporter of area student-athletes. Feel at ease with McGee's. Frenchko near the block M at midcourt here at Matawan. Brings it to the top of the key. Dribbles it right side. Leaves it off for Everett. Comes back out to Devin. Frenchko now in between the circles to Newland. Left side of the lane. Left side to Marble. Fakes the three. Steps inside the arc. His jumper is good. Jordan Marble starts the scoring with a two-point jumper from the left side. And St. Joe takes the early 2-0 lead. Central into the offensive end. Right side, Baker in front of the St. Joe bench. Look to penetrate. He will. Now dish it left side into the corner. It's Jude for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Baker, the offensive rebound for Central. He'll get it to Mee. Top of the key, Jude. One-on-one against Marble. Jack will leave it off for Baker and Griffin to reset the offense for the Mustangs. To Mee, right side, Bumgarner. Zach in front of the St. Joe bench comes back out high. He finds Price. Now back to Jude, wants to drive left side. He's denied. St. Joe, nice job defensively in the man-to-man. Corner right side, Price, not going to take that shot. 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. St. Joe up 2-0. Give and go down low, left side of the lane. Short jumper, Jack Jude, no good. St. Joe the rebound. Newland quickly up over the timeline. We'll get it to Celentani. Back to Newland. Ben in between the circles. Finds Frenchko in the high left wing. He'll dribble it out high. Directing traffic, right wing to Marble. Jordan for three, he got it. Jordan Marble has got a three-pointer. 5 points for Jordan on the night. 5 points, St. Joe lead 5-0, under 4.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Baumgartner goes right side for Price in front of the St. Joe bench, drives the baseline, corner left side. Here's Mee for three, he got it. Jason Mee with a three. And it's a 5-3 St. Joe lead. Bears the basketball. Frenchko directing traffic in between the circles. Goes right wing to Everett. Free throw line, Newland. Ben will drive the lane, lay it up, and off the glass, he got it. Ben Newland with two, and it's a 7-3 St. Joe lead. Central the basketball, 3:45 to go in the opening quarter. Jason Mee from the left side, picked up by Everett defensively. St. Joe in the man-to-man, right side to Price. Three-point jumper's good. Jaden Price has got three. It's a 7-6 St. Joe lead. Bears the basketball. Corner left side, Celentani will get it to Frenchco. Top of the key to Everett. Back to Frenchco in the left wing. To Lane, now right side, Jordan Marble. St. Joe playing catch around the perimeter, trying to get Central out of position defensively in this 2-3 zone. Get it to Newland. Ben will lean in from the left side, lay it up. It's deflected. Loose ball picked up by Port at Central. Into the corner right side. Mee, a three-point jumper, is good. Jason Mee, his second three-pointer of the night. Now Port at Central takes a two-point lead. 9-7, under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Celentani along the near sideline. He'll get it to Newland. Left wing Frenchco. Devin will drive it in. Nice feed down low to Celentani. Wraparound layup is good. Celentani the bucket. Devin Frenchco the assist. It's tied at 9. Coming up on 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Port of Central in the offensive end with the basketball. Top of the key. Mee, another three-pointer is good. Jason Mee, his third three-pointer of the quarter. It's 12-9 Central. Central back into their 2-3 zone. French go up over the timeline for St. Joe. To Everett. Lane looks to drive from the left wing. He's denied. Now here's Newland at the free throw line. Jumper, good. Ben Newland has got four. 12-11. Central the lead in the basketball. Coming up on 2 minutes to go in quarter number one here in Matawan. The Division I district opener. And a give and go along the baseline from Baker to Jude. And Jack will lay it up and good. Jack Jude's got 2 points. 14-11 is the Central lead. St. Joe the basketball, minute 50 to go in quarter number one here in Matawan. St. Joe the basketball, Newland will go left side to Everett. Lane comes back to Ben, now leaves it off for Frenchco. Devin along the near sideline in front of the Central bench. Brings it near the top of the key. Thought about a three, he'll get it to Everett. Lane goes left wing to Newland, fakes the three, he'll look to drive. He's denied by Price, tries it again, bounces it down low. The ball is intercepted by Port at Central. Outlet into the offensive end. Here's Griffin Baker. He'll get it into the corner left side. Mee now to the left side of the lane. His jumper is good. Jason Mee is on fire here in the first quarter. It's 16-11, Port at Central. St. Joe the basketball coming up on 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. Devin Frenchco one-on-one against Griffin Baker. Right side to Marble. Jordan bounces it along the baseline to Everett. Give and go down the lane. Goes to Frenchco. Devin runs the right side. Lays it up and good. Devin Frenchco the bucket. Lane Everett the assist. 16-13 is the Central lead. Mustangs the basketball. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Baker goes right side to Price. His three-point jumper is good. And he's got two from outside the arc. It's raining threes here in Matawan for Port at Central. The Mustangs up 19-13. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Frenchco, right wing to Newland. Ben goes left wing to Everett. 20 seconds to go. Top of the key, Jordan Marble. Three-pointer, rims in and out, no good. Jude the rebound for Central. Mustangs probably play for one shot here, down to 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Mee in the right wing. Give and go from Price back to Mee. Three-point jumper is no good, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. Quickly played here in Matawan. Our score after one is Port at Central 19, St. Joe 13 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald back in Matawan. We played one in this Division I district opener. It's Port at Central 19, St. Joe 13. Central's got the basketball on the alternate possession to begin the second quarter. Zach Bumgarner in the right wing, picked up by Jordan Marble. He'll get it out to Smith Moore, who checked in between the quarters. He'll try the right side of the lane. Nothing there. Dish it left side to Luke Lido, who also checked in. Right side, three-point jumper. Bumgarner no good. St. Joe clears the defensive rebound with Griffin Shinrock. Get it to Ben Newland. Ben down the right sideline. He's picked up by Smith Moore defensively. Now to Devin Frenchco, hash mark right side. Left wing, he'll find Andy Blomgren back to the right corner. Here's Newland. Thought about a three, instead he'll get it back out to Frenchco. Now to Blomgren, back to Devin in the right wing. To Blomgren from the left wing. Three-point jumper's good. Andy Blomgren with a three off the bench. Pull St. Joe to within three, 19-16. 1 minute gone in the second quarter. Three-point jumper from the right side. Hunter Young for Central. And it's no good. The rebound is out of bounds off of St. Joe. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store, offering design and installation services located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. And on the dead ball, Jack Jude will re-enter the lineup for Portage Central as Zach Bumgarner will check out. Central to inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. It comes out to Moore. Right side, Mee, three-point jumper. This one rims out, no good. Jordan Marble, the defensive rebound for St. Joe. Bears the basketball, down by three. A minute 15 gone here in the second quarter. Jenrock, right wing to Blomgren, to Frenchco, back to Andy. Now Frenchco again, Devin dribbling in the left wing. Wants the drive, he's denied by Moore. Back to Blomgren in the right wing. Andy goes back left side to Frenchco. Again, thinking about a three. And now a step back three for Devin is off the mark. No good. In and out. And the loose ball rebound comes out to Central. Here's Hunter Young. Young from the left side will drive it in, lay it up. And before the shot, a whistle and a foul on St. Joe. And the Bears foul is on Andy Blomgren. His first and the team's first. Substitution, Jaden Price re-enters the lineup for Portage Central. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports is also brought to you by Victoria Everhart of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Everhart with Realty Executives to work for you today. From the right side, here's Young for Central near the corner. Not going to take the shot. He'll get it out to Moore, and Smith Moore in the right wing to reset the offense. He's going to be picked up by Griffin Shinrock defensively. Brings it to the free throw line. Top of the key, he finds Jude one-on-one against Jordan Marble. Jack goes right side, three-point jumper. Young is good. Another three for Central. This comes from Hunter Young off the bench. His first bucket of the night, 22-16 is the Central lead. St. Joe the basketball. Shinrock at the free throw line will get it to Frenchco. He'll look over to head coach Greg Schaefer and see what he wants the Bears to run here. Coach Schaefer up off the bench yelling out his offensive instructions. Blomgren will get it to Frenchco. Back to Andy in the right wing. Into the corner. Shinrock comes back out to Frenchco. Left wing, Marble. Deep three-point jumper. Got it! Jordan Marble, his second three-pointer of the night. He's got 8 points. It's 22-19 Central. 5:15 to go in the half. Left side, here's Young for the Mustangs. Looks to work off a screen as he brings it to the right wing. Three-point jumper rims out. Shinrock, the defensive rebound for St. Joe, will get it to Marble. Jordan has it in between the circles. Turns and finds Devin Frenchco behind him, and Devin will bounce it to the free throw line. Newland. Ben will go back to Frenchco. Drives from the right wing. He'll lay it high off the glass. Rolls out. No good. Shinrock, the defensive rebound. Top of the key, Newland. Left side, Marble. Not open to take that three-point shot. Now to the free throw line. Here's Newland. Ben turns and gets it back out to Devin Frenchco. He'll bring it back out, reset the offense. To Blomgren in the right wing. Corner right side. It goes to Shinrock. Now back out to Frenchco. Left wing to Marble. Deep three-point jumper. Got it! Oh, that was a deep one for Jordan Marble. His third of the night. We're tied at 22. At the other end, Moore drives the left side of the lane for Central. Layup no good. Rebound put back up by Price is good. Jaden Price has got eight. It's 24-22 Central. 4:10 to go in the second quarter. It is back and forth here in the first half in this Division I opener. More reminiscent of the first time the two teams met back in January at the Bear Den. Frenchco from the top of the key, drives the left side of the lane, lays it up. No, but he's fouled on the shot. Devin's going to go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Gives us a chance to remind you that the broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Midwest Family Broadcasting. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. First free throw for Devin is good. His first trip to the line tonight. One more coming up for the 6-foot senior. That Portage Central foul was on Jack Jude, his first, and the team's second. Second free throw for Frenchco. Rolls out, no good. And the rebound to Portage Central, Griffin Baker. Baker right side to Moore. Smith dribbling in front of the St. Joe bench will penetrate. Now kick it into the left wing. Finds Baker. Now to Young. Pull-up jumper along the baseline. Left side is no good. Loose ball rebound comes to Newland. Ben will bounce it off of Jaden Price. It's out of bounds off of Central. It goes to St. Joe. 3:39 to go in the half. Portage Central leads at 24-23. High school basketball on WSJM Sports brought to you in part by McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning, proud supporter of area student athletes. Feel at ease with McGee's. Substitution for Portage Central, Zach Bumgarner will re-enter the lineup for Coach Ray Robinson and the Mustangs. Crowd continuing to fill in for this district opener with the Bears and the Mustangs, and also in anticipation of the nightcap, which is going to be Manawan and Kalamazoo Central. And the ball was actually out of bounds off of St. Joe, and the inbound pass stolen by the Bears, and the Bears get it anyways. Frenchco has it at the top of the key, drives the left side of the lane. Follow away jumper, rolls out, no good. Rebound comes out high to Andy Blomgren. Left wing to Frenchco. Free throw line to Newland. Give and go back to Frenchco. It's lost out of bounds off of St. Joe. It's going to go to Central. 3:20 to go in the half. Supported Central 24, St. Joe 23. Here on WSJM Sports, Central to inbound in the backcourt, uncontested. Smith-Moore will walk it down the right side for Portage Central. Kicking into the corner right side, Young thought about a three, instead he'll get a top of the key, Bumgarner, and all left side, Baker. To the top of the key, Lido, three-point jumper is no good, and another defensive rebound for Griffin Shinrock. Griffin will leave it off for Newland, now Frenchco and Devin near the midcourt circle, one-on-one against Smith-Moore. And we are going to have a foul on Portage Central. Hand check on Smith-Moore. His first and the team's third. Substitution for Portage Central. Jason Mee checks back in for Portage Central. St. Joe's going to inbound along the far sideline in the offensive end. Griffin Shinrock to toss it in to Devin Frenchco. Devin goes left side for Blomgren. Back to Devin. Looking left side, Blomgren in front of the central bench. Back to Frenchco. Devin directing traffic, top of the key, goes right side, Blomgren. Back to Frenchco, left wing, Marble, open for three. Got it again! Jordan Marble, his fourth three-pointer of the night. And we've got a timeout Central. We'll step aside, 2:28 to go in the half. St. Joe 26, Portage Central 24 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. High school basketball on WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Zielke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store offering design and installation services located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. Phil McDonald back in Manawan, St. Joe and Portage Central, district opener from the right side. Price will drive right side of the lane, lay it up, no good. It was deflected, loose ball picked up by St. Joe. St. Joe the basketball up by two, now 2 minutes to go. In the second quarter, Devin Frenchco from the left wing looks to drive. He's denied, so Devin will bring it back out high to reset the offense for St. Joe. One-on-one against Lido. Devin goes right side to Shinrock. He'll leave it off for Marble. Jordan's got the hot hand from the perimeter tonight to Newland. Ben dribbling in the right wing. One-on-one against Price. Wants to go baseline. Give and go to Jordan Marble. Lay it up from the left side. No good. Rebound comes out to Portage Central. Outlet to Price down the right side. He'll kick it into the corner. Lost out of bounds. Off of Matawan. It's going to go back to St. Joe. Substitution for the Mustangs. Jack Jude will re-enter the lineup. St. Joe the basketball up by 2. Minute 24 to play in the half. High school basketball on WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhardt with Realty Executives to work for you today. St. Joe 26, Portage Central 24. Bounce pass for St. Joe. Left side of the lane, intercepted by Jason Mee. We'll get it to left side to Smith-Moore. He'll drive it in, lay it up, no good, but he's fouled on the way up. Moore's going to go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. St. Joe fouls on Griffin Shinrock. That'll be his first. And the team's second. Not a lot of fouls here in the first half. Smith-Moore's first free throw bounces out, no good. One more coming up for the junior. Substitution for St. Joe. Lane Everett checks in. Substitution for Portage Central is Zach Bumgarner checks back in. One more free throw coming up for Smith-Moore, looking for his first point of the night. Second free throw is good. Makes it a one-point St. Joe lead, 26-25. 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Three-quarter court pressure by the Mustangs. St. Joe will break it. Newland down the left sideline. Get it to Frenchco. Devin to the free throw line. Leaning jumper is good. Devin Frenchco now with 5 points. It's 28-25 St. Joe. 45 seconds to go in the half. Baumgartner. Bounce at left side for Jude. Jack into the right wing. Toledo. Right side Moore. Smith inside the arc. Lose it on the floor. Picked up by St. Joe. Outlet to Frenchco. Devin down the left side of the lane. Will lay it up and good. St. Joe a 5-point lead. 30-25. 20 seconds to go in the half. Bears bench is energized. Lido corner left side. Baumgartner for three. That's off the mark. No good. Everett the rebound and a foul on Central. Smith-Moore with a push along the baseline. His second personal foul. Team's fourth. It'll be St. Joe to inbound along the baseline in the backcourt. Full court pressure by Central. Frenchco will get it down the left sideline to Everett. Back to Devin. Into the offensive end. He'll drive it in from the left wing. Lay it up and no good. Rebound is out of bounds off of Central. It's going to stay with St. Joe underneath with 1 second to play. So St. Joe's going to have to get a quick inbound and a fire up. Before they do, substitution for Portage Central. Jaden Price will re-enter the lineup for Coach Ray Robinson. Devin Frenchco to toss it in for St. Joe. And lob it to Newland. Jumper in the middle of the paint, no good. And that's going to do it for the second quarter. We've played a half here in this Division I district opener. We'll take a break. Score at the half here in Mattawan. St. Joe 30, Portage Central 25 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald back in Mattawan. Begin the third quarter here in this boys basketball Division I opener in the districts. St. Joe 30 and Portage Central 25. St. Joe's got the basketball on the alternate possession to begin the third quarter. Anthony Celentani will get a hash mark right side to Devin Frenchco to Ben Newland. Top of the key. Here's Lane Everett. Down low, he finds a wide open Anthony Celentani. Wraparound layup is good. Celentani's got four, and St. Joe leads it 32-25. A 7-point Bear lead, their biggest of the night. Portage Central's biggest lead has been three. Right side, Jack Jude for Central. Get it into the left wing to Griffin Baker. Baker will find Jason Mee. Top of the key, Jaden Price. Now to Zach Baumgartner, right side, one-on-one against Celentani. Bounces to Price, goes baseline. He'll lean in, lay it up, no good. Marble, the rebound for St. Joe. Jordan looking down court, Central back quickly on defense. Marble stops, pops at the free throw line, jumper, no good. And the rebound loose on the floor, picked up by Central. Here's Baker down the left side. Corner left side, Baumgartner. Three-point jumper is no good. Rebound tipped around, picked up by St. Joe. Newland will jog it into the front court, picked up by Price defensively. He'll find Frenchco in the high left wing, and Devin now brings it in between the circles to set up the St. Joe offense. Almost a minute and a half gone here in the third quarter. St. Joe leads Portage Central 32-25. Frenchco from the left side will look to drive, leans in, lays it up, and got it! Devin Frenchco's got nine, and the Bear lead is at nine. 34-25. 2-3 zone. No, it's going to be a man-to-man here for St. Joe. Baker will get it to Price, working in the right wing, picked up by Celentani. Get it to Baumgartner. He loses it on the floor. It's picked up by Frenchco, and here comes St. Joe. Devin down the left side of the lane. He'll scoop up a shot, rolls out, no good. Celentani the rebound, lost onto the floor. It's picked up by Central. Jason Mee sprints down the left sideline. Mee into the lane. He'll lay it up, and it rolls out no good. Everett the rebound for St. Joe. He'll leave it off for Newland. Ben will jog it into the front court with almost 2.5 minutes gone here in the third quarter, and St. Joe leads it 34-25. Everett, left side to Marble. Jordan will bounce it top of the key to Frenchco. Devin looks to drive. He's denied. Keeps the dribble in front of the St. Joe bench along the right sideline. Hands it off to Newland. Ben, top of the key to Marble. Jordan has had the hot hand from outside the arc. Not going to take that shot. Get it to Everett. Lane looking right side. Not a pass there. He'll try it again. Now this time it comes to Newland. Ben in the right wing. Looks to drive. Denied just inside the arc, so we'll bring it way out high into the right wing to reset the offense. We'll get it to Frenchco. Devin standing inside the midcourt circle. Under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. St. Joe leading Portage Central 34-25, a 9-point St. Joe lead. Marble will get it left wing to Frenchco. Right side, Celentani. He'll hand it back off to Frenchco. Devin finds an opening from the right side, lays it up and good. Devin Frenchco, 4 points in the quarter, 11 on the night. St. Joe leads it by 11. 36-25, 4.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Timeout, Portage Central will step aside. 4:28 to go, third quarter. St. Joe 36, Portage Central 25 on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald back in Mattawan. 4:28 to go, third quarter. St. Joe 36, Portage Central 25. High school basketball on WSJM Sports tonight brought to you in part by McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning. Proud supporter of area student athletes. Feel at ease with McGee's. Central, a jumper at the free throw line, no good. Celentani, the defensive rebound for St. Joe. Give and go down low to Marble, lays it up. He got it, and a foul. Jordan Marble, 16 points. He's at the line looking to complete the 3-point play. And the Bear lead is at 13. Central foul is on Jason Mee, his first, team's first. Substitution for Central, Zach Bumgarner re-enters the lineup. Jordan Marble at the line. His first trip to the line tonight. And his free throw is good. Give him 17 points, 39-25. St. Joe leads it. Portage Central the basketball. 14-point St. Joe advantage. Under 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Mee's got it left side. St. Joe in the man-to-man. Top of the key, Lido. Right wing to Bumgarner. He's picked up by Celentani defensively. Look to back in. He's denied. Back to Mee. St. Joe's in the face of Portage Central ever since that first quarter, contesting every perimeter try they may want to take. And the three-point jumper has not been there for Portage Central. They hit five of them in the first quarter. They only had one in the second quarter, nothing here in the third. Pass to the left side, intercepted by Jordan Marble. Here comes St. Joe. Marble will get it to Frenchco, lays it up. It rolls out, no good. Marble the rebound. He loses it on the floor, scramble for it, and we're going to have a timeout. St. Joe, no, they're going to call a jump ball. St. Joe is calling a timeout, but the officials did not see or hear, and the jump ball is going to give it to Portage Central. High school basketball on WSJM Sports tonight, brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhard with Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhard with Realty Executives to work for you today. Portage Central will inbound in the backcourt. St. Joe coach Greg Schaefer up off the bench, clapping and yelling out encouragement for the Bears. He likes what he's seen so far. St. Joe up by 14, coming up on 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Luke Lido from the left side for Central will look to drive, kick it right side of the lane for Smith Moore. Moore will get it back to Lido from the left wing. He'll drive it in, scoop shot up. Nobody's fouled on the way in. Lido is going to go to the line to shoot two. St. Joe foul. It's on Lane Everett, his first, team's first. Luke Lido at the line. The sophomore looking for his first point tonight, his first trip to the free throw line. First one off the front of the rim, no good. One more coming up. High school basketball on WSJM Sports tonight brought to you in part by McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning. Proud supporter of area student athletes. Feel at ease with McGee's. One more free throw coming up for Lido. And the free throw is good. Andy Blumgren will check into the lineup for St. Joe. Zach Bumgarner will re-enter the lineup for Central. St. Joe will inbound in the backcourt against full court pressure. He'll get it to Frenchco. Devin down the left sideline to Everett. Lane will get it to Newland. Ben in the high right wing. Leaves it off for Frenchco. Devin now to Marble in front of the St. Joe bench, far right side. To Newland, backing in. Ben on the box right side, and he is fouled on the way in. Central foul is on Zach Bumgarner, his first, and the team's second. St. Joe will inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Corner, left side, Jordan Marble, three-point jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Lito will sky for the rebound for Central. Mustang just 1 point so far here in this third quarter. We've got 2:15 to go in the third. Lito will drive in, lay it up, no good, but he's fouled on the way in. I think Ben Newland may have gotten him on the way up. No, they're going to give it to Lane Everett. Lane, his second, team second. Lito at the line to shoot two for Central. First one is good. One more coming up. Griffin Shinrock re-entering the lineup for St. Joe. Second free throw is also good for Lito. After missing his first, he's now hit three in a row. 39-28, steal on the inbound pass by Portage Central. Jack Jude will lay it up and good. We've got a timeout. St. Joe will step aside. 2:05 to go, third quarter. St. Joe 39, Portage Central 30 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. After the timeout, 2:05 to go, third quarter. St. Joe 39, Portage Central 30. St. Joe, the basketball coming out of the timeout. Another steal by Portage Central. Smith-Moore will get it down right side of the lane. Jack Jude lay it up, no good. Loose ball rebound comes to St. Joe and Jordan Marble. Marble will get it to Newland. Back to Marble. Jordan from the right wing dribbles away from traffic to Frenchco. Devin working in the left wing. Corner left side, here's Andy Blumgren. Now to Ben Newland in the left wing, one-on-one against Smith-Moore. Ben wants to drive, he's denied, keeps the dribble along the left sideline. Minute 35 to go in the third quarter. St. Joe up by 9. They've led by as many as 14. Frenchco has it at the midcourt circle. One-on-one against Jack Jude. Leaves it off for Newland. Right side, it goes to Marble. Jordan standing right in front of his head coach, Greg Schaefer. Then we've got a tie-up as the pass comes out to Ben Newland. He is tied up by Jack Jude, and the alternate possession is going to keep it with St. Joe. Marble to toss it in near the scorer's table, just on the offensive side of the midcourt stripe. Get it to Frenchco. Devin one-on-one against Jude. Right side of the lane, Newland. Give and go down low to Marble. He loses it on the floor, and the loose ball picked up by Central. Young up over the timeline. Right side to Lito. Three-point jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Bumgarner. Bumgarner underneath. He's going to be tied up by Shinrock. We've got a jump ball. And the alternate possession is going to keep it with Central. Substitution for Central. Jaden Price will check in. Anthony Salentani checks back in for St. Joe. Lito will drive it into the lane, lay it off, and good off the inbound pass. Luke Lito with 5 points off the bench. Central now to within 7, under 1 minute to go in the quarter. Blomgren, right wing, steps to the right side of the lane, goes left corner, Marble, Jordan for three, got it! Jordan Marble with another big three. 20 points for Jordan Marble. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. 42-32, St. Joe up by 10. Lito, left wing, three-point jumper for Central, no good. Rebound comes back out high. Goes left side, Young, three-point jumper for Central is good. Hunter Young, 6 points on the night. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. We will take a break. We played three in Mattawan. The score, St. Joe 42, Portage Central 35 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald back in Mattawan. We have got one more quarter to play with our score, St. Joe 42, Portage Central 35. Alternate possession belongs to St. Joe to begin the fourth quarter. Andy Blomgren has it, hash mark left side. We'll get it to Ben Newland. Ben now to Devin Frenchco. Devin directing traffic near the midcourt circle, goes to Blomgren left side. Left wing to Frenchco. Dribbles it to the right side, and a reach-in foul is going to be whistled on Luke Lito, his first and the team's third. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store offering design and installation services, located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. St. Joe to inbound in front of their own bench along the near sideline of the offensive end. Blomgren, right wing to Frenchco, and his pass to the left side is lost out of bounds, and the turnover is going to give it back to Portage Central. Mustangs trailing it by seven. Lito, three-point jumper, left wing, no good. Devin Frenchco saves the defensive rebound from going out of bounds. We get it right side to Marble. Jordan, a three-point jumper off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound will come out to Portage Central. Mustangs once again looking to run with it. And a jumper, left side, is up. Is good for Zach Bumgarner. He's got two, and it's 42-37, St. Joe. Ben Newland right side, leans in with a jumper, and he got it. Ben Newland makes it a 44-37 St. Joe lead. Portage Central loses it on the floor in the offensive end, and the turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. Bears lead it 44-37. 6:20 to go in the game. Frenchco, left wing to Newland, left side to Blomgren. Andy goes baseline, puts up a jumper, no good. Rebound Luke Lito for Central. Lito down the right side to the free throw line, leaves the top of the key. Three-point jumper is good for Jack Juday. And now we'll have a timeout. Central will step aside. 6:05 to play. St. Joe 44, Portage Central 40 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald back in Mattawan. 6:05 to play in the game. The Division I district opener, St. Joe 44, Portage Central 40. High school basketball on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning. Proud supporter of area student athletes. Feel at ease with McGee's. As soon as we're done here, we go to New Buffalo. Brett Witkowski has Division IV district opening action with Michigan Lutheran at New Buffalo. Set to tip off at 7 o'clock. Devin Frenchco, St. Joe, bounce it into the lane, and it's intercepted by Portage Central. Here come the Mustangs down by four. Right side, Young. Hunter wants to drive, denied by Marble. Get it back out high to Bumgarner. Now to Lito, working in the left wing. Left side to Moore. Smith bounces it into the corner right side, and it's lost out of bounds off Central. It goes back to St. Joe. 5:37 to go in the game. St. Joe clinging to a four-point lead. They've led by as many as 14 here in the second half. Bears will inbound against full court pressure. Newland one-on-one against Moore. Get it to Everett, right side, Frenchco. Devin to the free throw line. Goes left side, Salentani, three-point jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Lido the rebound for Central. Left side, he'll get it to me. Jason bounces it to Moore. Get it to Lido. Back to me, left side for three. Got it! Jason Mee, his first bucket since the first quarter, and it's a three. 44-43 is the St. Joe lead, and we've got a timeout, St. Joe. We'll step aside, 5:02 to play. St. Joe 44, Portage Central 43 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald back in Mattawan with 5:02 to play in this Division I district opener. It's St. Joe 44, Portage Central 43. The Mustangs have come back from a 14-point deficit to pull to within one. St. Joe clinging to the one-point lead. Frenchco left side of the lane to Shinrock. Back to Frenchco. Devin drives the lane. Loses it on the floor, but a reach-in foul on Central is going to send. Now, it's not going to be a shooting foul. It'll be St. Joe ball underneath. Central foul is on Zach Baumgartner, his second. Team's fourth. Substitution for Central is Griffin Baker. Checks back in. Smith Moore will check out. St. Joe to inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Devin Frenchco will toss it in. 4:50 to play, and St. Joe up by one. Inbound pass comes to Jordan Marble. He's picked up by Lido defensively in the left corner. Dribbles away from traffic. Top of the key, Frenchco. Devin wanted a drive. He was denied. And will bring it back out high and set up the offense. Delane Everett, left side to Marble. Back top of the key, Frenchco to Newland. Ben at the free throw line, extended right side. Lost onto the floor, gets it back. He'll lean in with a jumper. He got it! Ben Newland with a leaning jumper. Give him 8 points tonight. St. Joe back up by three. 46-43, 4:20 to go in the game. Here's Lido, right side. Wants the drive. He's denied. Keeps the dribble. Top of the key to me. Now left side, he'll get it to Baker. He'll drive it in from the wing. Now top of the key, Lido sets up for a three, and he got it. Luke Lido, a three-point jumper. He's got eight, and we're tied at 46. Under 4 minutes to go in regulation. French go out high for St. Joe. Left wing, it goes to Ben Newland. Now to Griffin Shinrock. Shinrock to French go. Finds Marble, right side in front of the St. Joe bench. Back to Devin, now left wing to Newland. Ben, top of the key to Everett. Lane goes back left side for Newland. Ben dribbles away from traffic, looks to drive baseline. He's denied, brings it back out high to the free throw line. Leans in again, lays it up, and he got it! Nice move, Ben Newland down the middle of the lane. Give him 10 points, and St. Joe retakes the lead, 48-46. 3:15 to go in the game. Baker from out high. He'll drive the left side of the lane, lay it high off the glass, and he got it. Griffin Baker, his first bucket tonight. He's got two. We're tied at 48. 3 minutes to go in regulation here in this Division I district opener in Mattawan. St. Joe the basketball. Marble, we got a top of the key, Frenchco. Left wing to Everett. Lane gives it back off to Frenchco. Devin will drive it in, lay it up. He got it. Devin Frenchco with 13 points. St. Joe back up by two, 50-48, 2:40 to go in the game. Baker dribbling left wing for Portage Central. We'll get it to me. Follow away jumper along the baseline, left side, no good. St. Joe away with the rebound. Ben Newland, high right wing to Devin Frenchco. 2:20 to play, St. Joe up by two. The winner of this one will take on Holland Wednesday night at 5:30. Here in Mattawan. Out high, the ball tipped away out of bounds off of Central. It's going to stay with St. Joe. Andy Blomgren will check back into the lineup for St. Joe. For Portage Central, Jack Jude will re-enter the lineup. As soon as we're done here, we head to New Buffalo, a Division IV district opener with New Buffalo hosting Michigan Lutheran. St. Joe to inbound along the near sideline. Comes out high to Andy Blomgren, one-on-one against Hunter Young. Get it to Frenchco, back to Blomgren. Almost lost it out of bounds. Nice job by Andy to track it down. To Newland. Ben at the top of the key. Get it to Everett. Back left side. Blomgren thought about a three. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. St. Joe up by two with the basketball. Frenchco dribbling out high. Now in between the circles. He's picked up by Jude defensively. And a reach-in foul out high on Jude. That'll be his second. Team's fifth. High school basketball on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Victoria Everhart of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Everhart with Realty Executives to work for you today. Jordan Marble to toss it in for St. Joe. Get it to Blomgren. Andy dribbling in the right wing, leaves it off for Frenchco, and Devin just off to the right of the midcourt circle. Get it to Everett, right wing to Marble, corner right side to Blomgren. Comes out high to Newland, and Ben is fouled out high. It'll be a reach-in foul. Griffin Baker, his first, team sixth. High school basketball on WSJM Sports, also brought to you in part by McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning. Proud supporter of area student-athletes. Feel at ease with McGee's. Smith-Moore will re-enter the lineup for Portage Central. Minute 33 to go in regulation. St. Joe leads it by two. Inbound pass will come into the backcourt to Devin Frenchco. Devin down the right side to the free throw line, and his pass to the right side is knocked out of bounds off of Central. It will stay with St. Joe. The Bears will inbound along the near sideline in front of their own bench. Minute 27 to go, and St. Joe up by two. And we are going to have a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside. 1:27 to play. St. Joe 50, Portage Central 40 on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald back in Mattawan. St. Joe has a 50-48 lead over Portage Central here in this Division I district opener. As soon as we're done here in Mattawan, we head to New Buffalo as Michigan Lutheran is at New Buffalo for a Division IV district opener. Brett Witkowski has that one tip-off set for 7 o'clock. Portage Central has come back from a 14-point deficit to tie it, only to have St. Joe retake the lead by two here, 50-48, a minute 27 to go in the game. After the timeout, St. Joe will have the basketball along the near sideline. Lane Everett to toss it in front of the St. Joe bench. Crowd continuing to build in anticipation for the nightcap here in Mattawan. It's undefeated Mattawan taking on Kalamazoo Central. Newland with the inbound pass will lean in from the right side. Lay it up. He got it. Ben Newland with a big bucket. Six in the quarter, 12 in the night. St. Joe up by four. Lido from the right wing for Central. Fakes the three. Drives. Will lay it up. And he got it. Luke Lido with 10 points. Back to a two-point St. Joe lead. A minute five to play. Full court pressure by the Mustangs. St. Joe will get it to Blomgren. And the Bears need to call a timeout before the 10-second violation. We'll step aside. 1 minute to play. St. Joe 52, Portage Central 50 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald back in Mattawan. 1 minute to play in this Division I district opener. It has been a good one. St. Joe 52, Portage Central 50. Portage Central swept the regular season series from St. Joe back in January. A close win at St. Joe. And then just the other night on Friday night, a convincing win by Portage Central, putting the game away early. And coming into tonight, St. Joe is looking for redemption. Central's looking for a three-game sweep of St. Joe. But right now, the Bears a two-point lead, 1 minute to go in regulation. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning, proud supporter of area high school student-athletes. Feel at ease with McGee's. St. Joe inbound in the backcourt in front of the Central bench along the near sideline. Get it to Andy Blomgren. Now to Ben Newland out high near the midcourt stripe. Double team, shovel pass right side to Devin Frenchco. Frenchco will get it to Marble right in front of the St. Joe bench. And Jordan is pushed out of bounds along that near sideline. And he'll go to the line to shoot 1-1. Central foul is on Luke Lido. His second, team seventh. Jordan Marble at the line to shoot 1-1. Jordan's been there once. He is 1-for-1 at the line. Before his free throw, Zach Bumgarner will check back in for Central as Jason Mead checks out. Jordan Marble, 20 points on the night. And the front end of the 1-1 is good. Makes it a three-point St. Joe lead, 44 seconds to play. The winner of this one advances to Wednesday's district semifinal against Holland at 5:30 here in Mattawan. Second free throw from Jordan is good. Back to a four-point St. Joe lead, 44 seconds to play. Shovel pass left side to Jude. Top of the key to Lito. High right wing, though, Young, 35 seconds to go. Back to Jude. Shovel pass down low, and a wraparound layup is up and good for Smith. Moore and a foul. Moore is going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. St. Joe foul is on Lane Everett, his third. Team's third. Smith Moore, one of two from the free throw line tonight, looking to pull Central to within one with 29 seconds to play. Before the free throw, Griffin Baker checks back in for Central. St. Joe leads it by two, 54-52, 29 seconds to go in regulation. Smith Moore's free throw is good. A one-point St. Joe lead, full court pressure by Portage Central. Get it to Everett. On the right side, to Devin Frenchco. Left side, Andy Blomgren drives it in, lays it up, no good, but he's fouled on the shot. And Blomgren's got to go to the line to shoot two. Central foul is on Griffin Baker, his second, team's eighth. Big free throws coming up here for Andy Blomgren, the 6'3 junior. No stranger to pressure, the starting quarterback for the Bear football team this past fall. Andy, 3 points on the night. He had a three-point jumper back in the second quarter. First trip to the free throw line tonight. And his first one rams out, no good. One more coming up. Still a one-point lead for St. Joe, 22 seconds to go. Zach Bumgarner checking back into the lineup for Portage Central. Andy Blomgren, one more free throw. And it is good. The St. Joe lead at two, 22 seconds to go. Bears back into the half-court defense. Here's Smith Moore down the right side for Central. Brings it on the left side of the lane. He'll lay it up. No good. Wedged in between the backboard and the rim. And it's a jump ball. Gives it to Central with 14 seconds to go in the game. Central will inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. And it looks like Ray Robinson wants a timeout. Portage Central will step aside. 14 seconds to play. St. Joe 55, Portage Central 53. On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. 14 seconds to play in regulation, the Division I district opener here in Mattawan. It is St. Joe 55, Portage Central 53. St. Joe has led the majority of the ballgame. They have led by as many as 14. Portage Central has led by as many as 3. Portage Central led by 6 after the first quarter, 19-13. St. Joe had a 30-25 lead at the half. The Bears led it 42-35 after the third quarter, and now they lead it by 2 with 14 seconds to go. Central to inbound. Top of the key, Lito. Three-point jumper is in and out, no good. Frenchco, the defensive rebound, and he is fouled by Smith Moore with 7 seconds to play. Big defensive board by Devin Frenchco. And the foul is on Smith Moore, his third. Team's ninth. Devin Frenchco to the line to shoot 1-1. Devin is 1-for-2 at the free throw line. He's got 13 points tonight. It's a 2-point St. Joe lead, 7 seconds to play. Frenchco awaiting the basketball from the official. He gets it. Two dribbles, front end. Is good. One more free throw coming up for Devin Frenchco, and if he hits it, that should seal it to make it a 4-point St. Joe lead. They lead it by 3 right now, 7 seconds to play. Big free throw here for Frenchco. And it's good. Central to inbound. Smith Moore down the left side. Kicked by St. Joe. It's going to stay with Central with 4 seconds to play in the game. And the St. Joe Bears are going to pull off the upset here in Mattawan and advance to the district semifinals. Bumgarner, top of the key, leaning three-point jumper is no good, and that is going to do it. St. Joe wins the district opener over a team they got swept by in the regular season, and the Bears advance to Wednesday night's district semifinal against Holland. That's going to be a 5:30 tip here in Mattawan. We'll take a break. We'll come back and start to put a wrap on it. Final score, St. Joe 57, Portage Central 53 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.